The Renaissance Festival Podcast, show number 206.
Today's show is brought to you by the Celtic invasion of the Highlands of Scotland. Are you ready for the adventure of a lifetime? When you join Mark Gunn on a Celtic invasion vacation, you aren't packed in a bus like sardines. You're not desperately racing from one overcrowded tourist site to another. Instead, you will relax and savor the land like a local as you experience our motto: good food, good drink, and good company. In June 2013, you can see the Highlands of Scotland as we raid the countryside of Inverness before descending on Stirling. There will be music and excitement like you've never seen before with Mark Gunn's Celtic Invasion of Scotland. Join the invasion today at CelticInvasion.com.
Last night, as I lay dreaming of pleasant days gone by, me mind been bent on rambling to Ireland I did fly. I stepped on board a vision and I followed with the will until I came to anchor at the cross at Spencel Hill. Delighted by the novelty, enchanted by the scene, where in my early boyhood so oft times I had been, I thought I heard a murmur, and I think I hear it still. 'Tis a little stream of water that flows by Spencel Hill. To amuse a passing fancy, I lay down on the ground, and all my school companions, they shortly gathered round. As we were home returning, we danced with light goodwill to Martin Moynihan's music at the cross at Spencel Hill. It was the 24th of June, the day before the fair, when Ireland's sons and daughters and friends assembled there. The young, the old, the brave and the bold came their duties to fulfill. At the parish church of Clooney, a mile from Spencel Hill, I went to see my neighbors, to see what they might say. The old ones, they were dead and gone, the young ones turning gray. I met the tailor Quigley, he is bold as ever still, for he used to make my breeches when I lived at Spencel Hill. I paid a flying visit to my first and only love. She's as fair as any lily and as gentle as a dove. She threw her arms around me, crying, "Johnny, I love you still." She was a farmer's daughter, and the pride of Spencel Hill. I dreamt I'd hugged and kissed her, as in the days of yore. She said, "Johnny, you're only joking, as many's a time before. The cock crew in the morning, he crew both loud and shrill." And I awoke far from the one I love, many miles from Spencel Hill.
The Parsec Award-winning show, the Renaissance Festival Podcast, and here are your hosts. A man who is always away on a mission for Merlin and is shrouded in mystery, Joe Hiddu. The gatekeeper between the worlds, an expert in all magical creatures, Tony Autumn.
Welcome to the Renaissance Festival Podcast. My name is Tony Autumn.
And I'm Joe Hiddu.
And that first song you heard was Spenly's Hill by Three Pints Gone from Homebrew. So how's it going, Joe?
I'm doing well, Tony. I'm taking life one sandstorm at a time. The plus side is it's been like 85 degrees out here, so beautiful weather. A lot of sand, distinct lack of beach. All right, and next up we have Galway Shawl by Queen's Gambit from Facetto.
In Aura and Aura, in the county Galway, one pleasant evening in the month of spied a damsel. She was young and handsome. Her beauty fairly took my breath away. She wore no jewels, nor costly diamonds, nor paint, nor powder, none at all. She wore she wore no Sit I mocked, nor paint nor powder, no, none at all. She wore a bonnet with ribbon on that, and round her shoulders was a galway shawl. 'Twas early, early, all in the morning, I took the road for old Donegal. She said goodbye, sir. She cried and kissed me. Diamonds, no paint, no powder, no none at all. She wore a bonnet with ribbon on it, and round her shoulders was a Galway shawl.
Sails be torn and ragged, and my mast be turned about, though the night wind chill me to my very soul, though the salt spray sting my eyes, and the stars no sight provide, give me just another morning light to hold. I will not lie me down, this rain a raging. I will not lie me down in such a storm. If this night be unrest, I shall not take my rest until we reach another shore. If the only water left is but salt to quench my thirst, I will drink the rain that falls so steady down. If night's blindness be my gift, if there be thieves upon my drift, I will praise the dark that shelters me from them. I will not lie me down, this rain a-raging. I will not lie me down in such a storm. And if this night be unblessed, I shall not take my rest until we reach another shore. If my mates be drained and weary, and it seems their hopes are lost, there's no need for their bones on that lichen bottom. And if death waits just off the bow, we shall not answer to him now. We'll stand on and face the morning light without him. I will not lie me down, this rain a-raging. I will not lie me down in such a storm. And if this night be unblessed, I shall not take my rest until we reach another shore. I will not lie me down, this rain a-raging. I will not lie me down in such a storm. And if this night be unblessed, I shall not take my rest until we reach another shore. Until we reach another shore.
We are one. We are no. Juliana, Juliana, oh, where do you go? Bahama, London, Julie's. Juliana, Juliana, oh, where do you go? Bahama, London, Julie's. Juliana, Juliana, oh, where do you go? Bahama, London, Julie's. Juliana, Juliana, oh, where do you go? Bahama, London, Julie's. Up aloft, up aloft, this yard must go. Bahama, London, Julie's. Up aloft, up aloft, this yard must go. Bahama, London, Julie's. Juliana, Juliana, oh, where do you go? Bahama, London, Julie's. Juliana, Juliana, oh, where do you go? Bahama, London, Julie's. And around Cape Horn there's ice and snow. Bahama, London, Julie's. But around Cape Horn we all must go. Bahama, London, Julie's. Juliana, Juliana, oh, where do you go? Bahama, London, Julie's. Juliana, Juliana, oh, where do you go? Bahama, London, Julie's. And the mate is a-ballin' down below. Bahama, London, Julie's. So heave away, lash up and stow. Bahama, London, Julie's. Juliana, Juliana, oh, where do you go? Bahama, London, Julie's. Juliana, Juliana, oh, where do you go? Bahama, London, Julie's. Oh, I thought I heard the first mate say, Bahama, London, Julie's. Just one more pull and then belay. Bahama, London, Julie's. Juliana, Juliana, oh, where do you go? Bahama, London, Julie's. Juliana, Juliana, oh, where do you go? Bahama, London, Julie's. Juliana, Juliana, oh, where do you go? Bahama, London, Julie's. Juliana, Juliana, oh, where do you go? Bahama, London, Julie's.
Okay, repeat after me. Won't you pour me a glass?
Won't you pour me a glass?
Of Monahan's Mudder's Milk.
Of Monahan's Mudder's Milk.
We'll wash the mud away.
We'll wash the mud away.
If you pour me a glass.
If you pour me a glass.
Of Monahan's Mudder's Milk.
Of Monahan's Mudder's Milk.
We'll leave Higgins Goram Moon someday.
We'll leave Higgins Goram Moon someday.
And it goes like this. Won't you pour me a glass of my mother's milk? We'll wash the mud away. If you pour me a glass of my mother's milk, we'll leave his gourd moon someday. I was 12 years old. My daddy brought me here with two brothers who love to laugh. In this muddy hole, we lost our laughing muscle mold. My brothers lost their life to mother's gas.
Won't you pour me a glass of my mother's milk? We'll wash the mud away. If you pour me a glass of my mother's milk, we'll leave it in for a moon someday.
My daddy raised one fist to tell the boss he's pissed. Another to the foreman on first lift. But when he raised the shovel to protest his lowly troubles, he was shot down and dumped in a muddy ditch.
Won't you pour me a glass of my mother's milk? We'll wash the mud away. If you pour me a glass of my mother's milk, we'll leave Higgins Goram Moon someday.
Mud's all I know. I'm tough enough to go and take my own three boys back from here. Maybe another place much worse in this here cold verse. Till then I drink my Monahan's for cheer.
Won't you pour me a glass of Monahan's buttered milk? We'll wash the mud away. If you pour me a glass of Monahan's buttered milk, we'll leave Higgins Goram Moon someday.
Won't you pour me a glass of my mother's milk? We'll wash the mud away.
If you pour me a glass of my mother's milk, we'll leave Higgins Goram Moon
someday. Won't you pour me a glass of mad buttered milk? We'll wash the mud away. If you pour me a glass of mad buttered milk, we'll eat Higgins Gorman someday.
I want to go to the crappy town where I'm a hero.
By Volgamit from Schaffblendun. And if any of you listeners speak German out there, you can surely correct me.
And before that, Madahem's Mother's Milk by the Bedlam Bards and Mark Gunn from Firefly Drinking Songs.
And before that was London Julie's by Nancy Daly Green from her album Silly Songs of the Silky, Fair Favorites, Volume 1.
And before that, Locked Within a Crystal Ball by Blackmore's Night from Secret Voyage.
And before that, we had The Sailor's Prayer by The Bilge Pumps from their album, We Don't Know.
And now the news. It's a light news week. As always, you can post any of your news feed stuff to our Facebook page. What I can tell you is that the Tortuga Twins will be recording their Rated R show at the Minnesota Renaissance Festival this year for DVD. So something to look forward to there. Also, just a few weeks ago, the annual snail race began. So I hope your snails are involved in the epic race that will end sometime around September. And that's it for the news this week, and now back to somewhere else in the castle. Next up is Norfolk and Good by Molly and Tinker from Pour Us Another One.
In prize of our county, we're now going to sing. Against this far plight, we will not hear a thing. If you speak ill about her, you speak a falsehood. For our native county is Norfolk and Good.
Norfolk and Good, Norfolk and Good. We are so proud to be Norfolk and Good.
I enunciate, all right?
Yeah, yeah.
Now Kent has it hops, and the Cornish their pasties, and Lancashire hot pot is really quite tasty. In Cheshire there's cheese, and in Yorkshire there's pud. But my wife's old dumplings are Norfolk and Good.
Norfolk and Good, Norfolk and Good. We are so proud to be Norfolk and Good.
Last verse. The rich folk of London our county have found, which mean that our houses cost thousands of pounds. They all feel at home in our neighborhood, and we let them know that they're Norfolk and Good.
Norfolk and Good, Norfolk and Good. We are so proud to be Norfolk and Good.
Thank you, thank you.
I got called down to Dumbledore's office. I got in trouble for a spell gone bad. I got pickled by a polyjuice potion just before I got another howler from Dad. I got whacked by the whomping willow. I got bitten by a three-headed dog. I got slammed by a slithering bludgeon. But life's okay, I got a chocolate frog. Life's okay, I got a chocolate frog. Snape gave me a dark arts detention. Make the Quidditch team. Malfoy called me a name I shouldn't mention. Divination classes make me wanna scream. They all said I was doomed and defeated. Hagrid made me walk through a spidery bog. I found out my uncle is a werewolf. But life's okay, I got a chocolate frog. Life's okay, I got a chocolate frog. It's a hard life for a wannabe wizard. Days are double potions and rewards a few. I'm gonna buy a butter beer at Hogsmeade Tavern and share my chocolate frog with you. I don't have a Nimbus 2000. I couldn't find the Sorcerer's Stone. I got snubbed by the Order of the Phoenix. You know who will never leave me alone. Licorice ones. I wouldn't trade a ton of ton toffees. Life's okay, I got a chocolate frog. Life's okay, I got a chocolate frog. I got the evil eye from Mad Eye Moody. I got a burn from a blasphemous screw. I don't think I'm gonna pass potions, and my familiar doesn't give a hoot. after I make my Green Gods deposit. I had it home in a few powder fog. I'm going back to my stairwell closet, but I'm taking one treat. I got a chocolate frog. Life's okay, I got a chocolate frog. Said my life's okay, I got a chocolate frog.
Lift him up and carry him along.
Fire the rainbow, fire him away.
Put him down where he belongs.
Fire the rainbow, fire him away.
Ease him down and let him
must, and then we'll go.
Fire Marengo by the Crimson Pirates from Urge and Disgust.
And before that was The King's Quest by Cantiga from Once Upon a Time.
And before that, Chocolate Frog by Emerald Rose from Consuite. Now we come to another end of our show here. Do you have any last thoughts, Joe?
Honestly, Tony, I'm just happy to be doing the show again. It's great to be getting a little bit more involved in the Renaissance Fair. It's no fair is going on out where I am, but it's nice to stay in touch, and it's great to have such wonderful music.
We hope you all are having a wonderful early spring. And as always, you can email us, music@renaissancefestivalmusic.com, or write us on our Facebook page, or you can even call the castle at 478-CASTLES, that's 478-227-8537, and leave us a comment there. Let's finish up the show. What's the last song, Joe?
And speaking of wonderful music, the last song we have today is It's All Right So Far by C. Wayne Owens from Seymour Says.
I'm Matt, a regular, normal, everyday go-to-work man. Kind of man who had no plan and had very little to say, man. Walking in the jungle to himself he'd mumble, and a tiger chased this man. Chased him up a tree and growled, tee-hee, at this regular, normal, everyday go-to-work man. But it's all right so far. Try to get it up to par. We've seen a lot worse. With nothing in our purse, we could stand around and curse, or we can say, smile at the star and say, it's all right so far. This guy, this eggs and bacon every morning guy, this guy up the tree couldn't hold on, you see. He began to fall free, this eggs and bacon every morning guy. Latched onto the roots of a tree. Now he hung from a cliff, he wasn't yet a stiff, but when he looked down onto the ground, a tiger looked up at the dinner he'd found. A tiger above, another below, the root giving way, you can't stay, you can't go. But it's all right so far. We try to get it up to par. We've seen a lot worse. Nothing in our purse. We can stand around and curse, or we can say, smile at the star and say, it's all right so far. This fella, This pay your taxes and don't ask questions, fella. Hung with debt above and debt below. Where do you think his gaze would go? To a plant, a strawberry plant, growing from the side of the cliff. It had a solitary berry on it, and this fella, this what the hell do I have to lose, fella? Picked that berry and ate that berry, and as the root gave away, as he fell, he would say, I have eaten the sweetest berry in the world today. The most delicious berry in the world today. So it's all right so far. We'll try to get it up to par. We've seen a lot worse, nothing in our purse. We could stand around and curse, or we can say, smile at the star and say, it's all right so far. We'll try to get it up to par. We've seen a lot worse, nothing in our purse. We could stand around and curse, or we can say, smile at the star and say, it's all right so far. It's all right so far. It's all right so far. It's all right so far.
The fair is over. The sun begins to set. The cast gathers to feast among the clovers. Friends hug. Enemies hug too. Another year for us to take animosity and shrug. The drums still linger. The story is set. Music overwhelms a sad ballad singer. It passed too quick. What happened to time when musicians would gather to play a few licks? Hold me a moment. Don't say a word. Let me inhale so I can smell the magic that's floating. Another year passes. I think I must have blinked. There's too much I missed and not enough lasses.
The Renaissance Festival podcast was produced by Matt Letter, Tony Artem, and Mark Gunn. If you enjoyed the music you heard today, visit our show notes at renaissancefestivalmusic.com and find out more about the artists who make the music happen. Show your support, tell your friends about the great music you found, and we will see you at the fair. Sláinte.